You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Season 3 of Shock Me Like an Electric Mule with me, your host, DJ Roomba. And let's get straight to the music. We're going to start out with the song Great Day from Mad Villain. What a way to start off this season. Now, this is, I'm in love with this song. It's a very healthy relationship between me and MF Doom. Well, the track is Great Day by Mad Villain. So that's a pairing of the rapper MF Doom with the producer Madlib. He's used this, MF Doom has a kind of a super villain persona that he uses at all. He's always wearing a mask. Like, that's, I think, it's some super, anyway, he's always wearing a supervillain mask, and the way he plays with that kind of, that persona in this song is through, there's four lines of this song, that's just incredible. So he says, last wish I had two more wishes, and I wish they fixed the door to the matrix, there's mad glitches, spit so many verses, sometimes my jaw twitches, one thing this party could use is more, and he clears his throat and says, booze. As a way to play with the rapping stereotype of, rap music would call for a certain word to fit into that rhyme scheme. MF Doom does not do that, because he's different, and I think that's really beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to Joe Coverley, I believe, is listening. We have three other listeners. Maybe Will Moustakakis? Who knows? Let me know if you are. You always get a beautiful shout out. I'm going to move on now to Foxygen with the track from their 2013 album, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Magic and Peace, the track Shuggy. Let's hear some Foxygen.
Off the floor and drinking tea, but she don't love me, day. Well, that was weird. She had rhinoceros-shaped earrings in her ears. But, hey man, have a soda. It's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house? But you don't love me. That's news to me. That's news to me. That's news to us.
There, Shuggy from Foxygen. They're an interesting time live now. Their past album came out, I believe it was 2016, the album Hang. Yeah, about a year ago. And they just went full, like, kind of show busy, Broadway. No, so it came out January 20th, 2017. 8 tracks of just over the top instrumentalism, full, like, string section and everything. Very good, interesting way to follow up the last album, that what we just heard. But definitely recommend both albums. Foxygen, very, very good band. Now, next up, we're going to move on to a track from that just happened to feature on the soundtrack of the movie Baby Driver, a movie that I definitely recommend for all listeners to go out and see. Ansel Elgort, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Spacey, fantastic movie, and with a fantastic soundtrack. One review stated that the Baby Driver uses music like humans use oxygen. The movie just runs on music. And this song from Beck off the fantastic 1999 album Midnight Vultures is no exception. And without further ado, let's get to listening to Deborah from Beck. Small. I'm still getting back in the swing of things. Here we go, Deborah. Wait, no. There we go.
Yeah.
flashback would come. If somehow I knew you were looking for some unknown, like a fruit that's ripe for the picking, I wouldn't do you like that, same cooked chicken. Cause only you got a thing that I just got to get with. I just got to get with you.
Deborah from Beck. Now, that song came about because now Beck, for this whole album, a fantastic album. I've said this in about half of my shows. Like the whole, he kind of put on this kind of jokester hat of sorts and just made fun of all different kinds of R&B and rap music. And this one, he's poking fun at the kind of cartoonishly sensual R&B singers of the 90s. And he was going to put it on his previous album before this, Odelay. And he's going to put it on that album, but he thought it was too tongue-in-cheek, too silly. But then he tried it out a couple of times live. The rest is beautiful, beautiful history. A standout track from Midnight Vultures, featuring Beck's, quote, 17-octave vocal range, with some humor, fantastic lines such as, "I met you at JCPenney's. I think your name tag said Jenny." Beautiful. Stunning. Now, I had accidentally skipped a song. We'll go back to that now. I was looking to play the track "Where Did I Go" from Georgia Smith, the 19-year-old British singer-songwriter. Why don't we give that a listen? Where Did I Go? From Georgia Smith. Of course, She performed this. She performed and recorded this song at the age of 18. I don't even know what I was. What was I doing at 18? Not a lot. Kidding. Well. All right. Let's stop the babbling before it gets anywhere. We're gonna move on to "Girl Like You" from Toro y Moi's new album, Boo Boo. It's two words. B O O B O O. It's his new album, exploring some new influences. Well, not new influences, so much as kind of taking a new look at the chill wave that had kind of informed the sound on his first two albums. First two-ish albums. And kind of moving from chill wave to vapor wave, and is overall making kind of a very spacey, very spacey album. That's where I'm gonna leave it at, spacey. That seems like the best way to describe it. You know what? My words aren't very good at describing the song, but maybe the songs on the album can do a better job. Let's give a listen to Girl Like You from Toro Imwa. Girl Like You from Toro Imwa off the July 2017, I think, album Boo Boo. Let's see what I wrote about this. So my favorite, the kind of the highlight of the whole album for me, I wasn't a huge fan of it. I think some tracks were good. I felt that overall was a little disappointing, considering that what for. Though critically, I wouldn't say panned, but certainly not loved. One of my all-time favorite albums, because every track is kind of goes on like this indie rock tangent, which is like, I guess Torley Moi and Beck are kind of similar in that aspect, where every album, they kind of take one idea or one genre, they don't really stick to one, and then they kind of run with it. And I really respect that, but I wish Torley Moi would stick to his kind of indie rock, because I feel like he really did that so well, and his chill wave, vapor wave isn't as quite as strong. But moving on, the highlight of the whole album is Chaz, about midway through. Chaz is Torley Moi's given name, as saying, "Crack up, Pellegrino." This what incredible flow. There's people waving at me. I think it's Noah. Just give me one moment. We're gonna move on to some Nigerian Afro disco, because of course. Let's give a little listen to the one hit wonder from Steve Monite, or Monite. I'll probably check that out. Only You, the 1984 Nigerian Afro disco track.
Thank you.
let's be real. Steve was getting a little bit too real. I think we got enough of a sense of what was going on with Steve. Now, to be fair, I hadn't listened to the song in full. I'm pretty sure the next 2 minutes don't really stray from the first four. I think we got a good sense. But I just want to bring to light these lines in the song where he says, where he's singing from the role, from the viewpoint of the woman, saying one, two, three, four times in a row, "Only you, Steve, can put out this fire." Now he's singing this. Certainly a man of confidence. Steve Monite, or Monite. Now, this song had come to my attention because, surprise, surprise, Frank Ocean had covered it in a festival set list at somewhere in Los Angeles at the FYF Fest, as well as he had played it on his Blonded radio show, the best radio show. And I listened to it and I thought that would be good to put on my show. And on that same episode of his Blonded radio show, he provided a new song to us called Provider. So let's, now that we've gotten a good sense of what Steve was up to, let's see what Frank is up to. Hint, it's not very happy. Let's give a listen to Provider from Frank Ocean.
Man, I'm gonna finna start hacking out if I don't see him soon. Yeah, my best friend ain't backing out, it's still on sight. Fool, I'm the only one out here on the night loose. I'm the only one out here on the night loose. Trophy case still light, body need a race stripe. And these minerals on my body break light. And these reds on my body break light. New man coming up ahead on his own too. You a natural blondie like Goku. Sleeping on my belly in a loop like a serpent. Talking heads rippling on the surface. Eyes low, chin heavy, shoegazer. Moonwalking, RIP Stanley Kubrick. You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement. Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know. Children, hand me down fits. Yeah. Chest pass, he missed off rotation. Stiff smile, just like I'm Apex Twin. Paddock on your pack, trying to find my zip. Long twist, tight ropes, I'm not falling. Watch friends go pro through fish out lens. Drowning off clip, I just saw jaws diving under influence. Feeling like the Lord just out of reach for me. How I feel letting me speak. How I feel letting me speak for me. How they feel keep your ears split for me. Can't show my face if you spit for me. Spit for me. Eyes low, chin every shoegazer. Moonwalking, RIP Stanley Kubrick.
You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Feelings you provide, feelings you provide.
All right, so we had Frank Ocean with Provider there, a track that came out on that radio show, like I said before. Let me see what else. Of course, makes reference to the fact that Stanley Kubrick, the conspiracy that Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing, as well as references to Patagonia, Aphex Twin, lots of stuff throughout that song. Now, next up, for those of you who don't remember, tonight is the 21st night of September, which is just a golden opportunity to play one of the best songs, period. I hope you know what it is, because it's coming your way. September from Earth, Wind, and Fire, because I had the perfect opportunity. I have a radio show on the 21st night of September. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal, and I'm glad you shared that beautiful moment with me. Hope you enjoyed it. Next up, we've got... we'll go with Vivid Dreams from Catronata, the Montreal-based producer. We'll go to his track featuring Who is it featuring? I'll let you know afterwards. Here's Vivid Dreams from Catronata. Vivid Dreams from Catronata, the Montreal producer. That song featuring River Tiber. Another, I believe it looks like another producer. All right, coming up, the last 10 minutes. We're going to see if we can... We are going to squeeze in two more songs. Number one is going to be the newish track from Girl Ray off their album Earl Grey. Yeah, anyway, their new track, Just Like That. We had Just Like That from Girl Ray, featured in The Guardian, making some moves across the pond. But unfortunately, we're down to our final track of the evening. And to finish up, I'm going to be doing a track from Roman John Arthur, the track Real Love, No Shade. I'd figured this song out before it was mainstream-ish. Just humble brag, not really. But recently it was used as kind of some outro music for the HBO series Insecure that I have to start watching, but Here we go, finishing out with Real Love, No Shade from Roman John Arthur. Finishing up the show with Roman John Arthur with the track Real Love, No Shade. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Joe Coverley, Teresa Dow. I am missing a ton of people. My father, I don't know, my grandma maybe. We'll see. Who's listening? I don't know. Berate me through my phone. If I didn't shout you out, you deserve a shout out if you listened. Big thanks for tuning in. I'll tune in next week, Thursday, 9 p.m., for more Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Just a quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrh.org.